Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings.
Hey, let's go now to our good friend Rob Salisbury joining us in Australia. Rob, how are you today, my friend?
Hey, pretty good, Glenn. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. It's not the best line in the world, but we're going to make it work. We want to talk to you about a project that you are closely involved with, and that is Through the Golden Door. Now, we were going to have Tahira Amir Sultan Khan on this morning, and we were having some communication trouble with her and her phone line. Mm-hmm. So we thought, you have been emceeing this event for years, and you know her very well, and you know the organization. So we just thought we'd get you on to get a couple of questions and answers from you on the Golden Door Awards that are coming up next weekend. All right. Through the Golden Door, right, is this annual charity event that Tahira puts on, Tahira Amir Sultan Khan. So tell us about who it's supposed to honor and why it was created.
The Reader's Digest version is this. It really came about as a relationship. I first heard about this through a great friend of ours and a friend of the radio, Karen Leong, way back in 2019. And she said, hey, Rob, I got this really neat lady, and I think you guys would be a great matchup. So we met at the stadium, at Singapore Stadium, over coffee, and I was really taken back early in 2019 about what her vision was. So Tahira has really gone from an idea, much like Muhammad, you know, previous, about an hour ago, great interview there. And Tahira took an idea about how to honor the integrity of written and spoken word through truth, and started, you know, essays and blogs and books and submissions. And over the years, the last 5 years, we've interviewed, you know, hundreds of people who come down with the gold, bronze, and silver medalists, and many, many people who are very, very skilled, including Christine, who was just on, who have been winners over the years, and Jeremy Montero, as you well know. And so this function next week, Glenn, is going to be in Singapore, Neil, is going to be the first time we've been able to do this since COVID. So it's going to be a big deal. We're going to have a lot of fun next week.
Yeah. So it's called the Golden Door Gala Dinner and Awards, an evening that you yourself are emceeing. Folks will be recognized. I mean, more broadly, no spoilers for those who are being recognized and honored. But what are the sorts of things that the Golden Door Awards are looking for? Who do they usually award and why?
Well, it's a great question, Neil, and I think I can answer it in two ways. Number one, we're not looking for people who are super achievers who are already known out there, although those are always going to be accepted. We're looking for people who have maybe a voice but haven't quite found the arena for it. And this is a great opportunity for them across many countries to be able to submit their essays or blogs or poems or books and have it recognized by a professional team of, I would say, writers and judges and publishers who can take a good look at the intangibles and tangibilities of that piece and give it some support, give it some life. And the winners this year, the people who come down to being the chosen attendees, you might say, from the shortlist, are all very diverse from so many different various backgrounds from India and South Africa, South America, New Zealand, Australia, USA, Canada. We've just got some fabulous people who will be here next weekend, and also people who, while they can't make it, will certainly be able to have it online, have a virtual experience as well. So looking forward to having everybody in town.
Yeah. Now, Tahira founded Through the Golden Door in honor of her father, as I understand it. Mm. Her father was quite well known, Tahir Amir Khan, passed away in 2020, a respected Singaporean philanthropist and a businessman who gave a lot to the Singapore Community Chest and other charities around the country. So this very much is in honor of him and trying to pay that forward, that legacy forward. The event is going to be actually at the Cricket Club. Am I correct on saying that?
Yeah, Singapore Cricket Club, great venue. We've all been there for many things, looking right at the backside of Marina Bay Sands and the CBD, of course, the museum. What a wonderful place it's going to be. We've got a very good board member, Michael Yap. He's been a member of the Singapore Cricket Club for many, many, many years, and he's helped arrange us to be there, which has been fantastic. And I'm not doing the justice here to the background of the Golden Door or awards in the fact that Tahira could, but I do want to pay homage to you know, her father. I never met the man. I certainly read about him, but boy, I tell you what, he left an amazing legacy, and all across decades and decades, the influence on writers and business people and what he's done in the community, unprecedented, and including all the way up Lee Kuan Yew, many deep relationships in Singapore. A real, I should say the word integrity, this man walked the talk. He really was the guy. Fabulous human being.
And I know that Tommy Koe is one of his fans as well, and has said very nice things about the Golden Door Awards. Right. As I have read it, there are still tickets available for the Golden Door Gala Dinner, which is going to be at the Cricket Club next weekend. And if I'm correct, it is on Sunday. Is that right? A week from this Sunday?
Yeah, look, there'll be a couple of things happening. We've got some tours happening in advance, and of course, a breakfast is happening with a panel that'll be fantastic on Sunday morning, and then of course, the event itself is going to be a lot of fun. Now, you said I was emceeing and hosting. I have emceed and hosted with a very good friend of ours and on the show a couple of times, that being Joanne Flynn. Mm. We have hosted in the past, and both on virtual experiences as well. This time, we get to sit back a little bit and let the youngsters do some more work, Glenn.
All right, so fair enough. Stand corrected on that. I had just assumed you were once again going to be the front man on this one, but that's okay. You're in the room. You'll be there.
I'll be there in support, and as a senior judge, we'll be glad-handing and high-fiving and, you know, dancing until the balloon goes down, for sure. But it's going to be a great experience, and anyone's welcome. We're going to have a great time, a lot of Singaporeans and folks from JB and KO will be there as well.
Yeah, so that's a week from this Sunday, a week from tomorrow. If people want to get more information on that, I believe they can just Google the Golden Door Awards.
I found it, yes. You can go to the Golden Door Awards. Just Google Gala Dinner and Awards. There's a website there. 8 days to go to get your tickets for the big event at the Singapore Cricket Club, Sunday the 24th of March.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. And Neil, I'll tell you what, we should have Rupert Pumpkin in there. He should submit a story next year. I think he's going to be on a winning track.
He's very overrated.
Bit of a hack, perhaps.
He's got a shocking ego.
We can't accept Inspector Lowe, unfortunately. That's kind of a fiction. But we look for truth and integrity, not non-truth and non-integrity.
Yeah, I don't know either of those terms.
I know your stuff is good. Anyway, thanks, Glenn.
Hey, Rob.
Saturday. Great job today.
Thank you for jumping on at the last minute while you're driving, and your support of the show. We really appreciate it. And good luck with the Golden Door event next weekend.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. You guys rocked it today. Wishing you a great weekend ahead. And hi to Abby Rose.
Yep.
I reckon she'd be a stand-in for a tall camel in the Gobi Desert there, Neil.
Much better-looking version, I'm quite sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, Rob.
See ya.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.